What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We have Larry Grover with us. Larry does a nationally syndicated radio show. He's called he calls himself the Angry Liberal, and we join Larry. Interestingly enough, you are a recently converted liberal, and you're still working, guys, like we all say, Larry, doing a day job?
That's right, Phil. I still got the day job, but I do a weekend show that's nationally syndicated by the Talk Syndicate, and we're on some 45 stations across the country, and the Angry Liberal Show, I think, is giving a point of view that is not heard in this day and age of Rush Limbaugh and these people.
Tell me why you converted back to being a liberal.
Well, I never converted back.
Why you converted over to being liberal? You were very conservative, right?
I was a very conservative thinker. I was a conservative voter. I was always tended to be a little bit more liberal, I guess, in my social policies. But the thing that pushed me over the edge more than anything else is this war in Iraq, which I saw as a terrible waste of resource and manpower and a terrible cost in lives. And that's why I decided to change my way of thinking, and it's been quite stimulating, and I feel as if I found myself and I found my voice.
Now, you were at a seminar this past week, or was it a policy meeting this past week in Santa Monica?
It was a think tank policy kind of encounter between liberal and conservative thinkers, and it brought home to me the real destructiveness, I think, of the Bush administration and how its policies, wrong-minded policies, are impacting not just our soldiers overseas and our workers here at home, but our families. And it hit home very, very poignantly for me, Phil, in a way that I'll never forget.
Tell me about this, because you did tell me before we went on the air. This had to do with your family?
It had to do with my family, yes. And it had to do with a question that was put to me by one of these people who think they've got... They asked the question, you know, if you don't believe in a war for oil, then why are you driving a car? And the answer to that question is not a very pretty answer. It's not a very flashy answer. It's, I have to drive a car. I've got no choice. I got to drive a car. And it's that question that sort of stops you dead. Every time a conservative says, we're fighting, you don't believe in a war for oil, and why are you driving a car that needs oil? They ask you that question, and they ask it for one reason and one reason only, because they know that it is going to trouble you, and it's going to vex you as you make your way home to your family and as you ponder that question.
Are you saying that there's no answer to that question?
Well, that's not the point. It's beside the point whether I drive a car or not. This war in Iraq is wrong. And it's wrong for a lot of reasons. It's wrong because it's a terrible waste of manpower.
But if you don't believe in a war for oil, then why do you drive a car?
Let me finish my story. And
okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Because this goes right to the heart of it. I was asked this question by a guy by the name of Jim Sutherland, who's with a conservative group out in Santa Monica. He says to me, well, why do you drive a car if you don't believe in a war for oil? And as soon as he asked the question, I could feel myself tense up, because I knew why he asked that. He wanted to create the kind of division within myself and my family that George Bush is trying to create within this country. And I went home to my children, because I had them for the weekend, and we sat down for dinner, and I should explain, my wife, Marcy, has the kids during the week, and I get them on the weekend.
You and your wife are divorced.
That is correct. And my son, James, who is the sweetest little boy you're ever going to meet, he's 14 years old, he suffers from a level 1 autism. God bless his soul.
I'm sorry to hear that. And is he getting treatment in therapy, things like that?
Oh, absolutely, Phil. We work with two of the best vocational therapists, and we work with a tremendous therapist by the name of Dr. Nancy Sullivan, who's very good with autistic kids. But I was thinking about this question that this conservative asked me: if you don't believe in a war for oil, why are you driving a car? And I said to myself, I'm not going to let it upset me like I've seen so many others get upset. I sat down for dinner, And my sweet little son, James, he's 15, and he's autistic. And with an autistic child, Phil, sometimes you need to just place a hand on their shoulder or on their back to let them know that you're there. And sometimes they'll put their arms around you to let you know that they want a little bit more contact. And I was thinking about this guy, Sutherland, with his smart, you know, his trying to be a smart, you know what. Oh, yeah, if you don't believe in a war for oil, why are you driving a car? And right then, my little boy put his arms around me. And this is the insidiousness of the Bush policy. It so divides families that I felt the anger I had towards Sutherland well up inside of me, and I backhanded my son across the kitchen floor. And I said,
You hit the boy?
I struck him, which is something I would never do in any situation. Strike, especially an autistic child. And I went across the kitchen floor to where he was, and I picked him up. And I made, you know, the motions and things that you're supposed to let him know it was okay. But this is what I'm talking about. George Bush caused me to lose my temper and to hit my autistic son full in the face with the back of my head.
I recognize that's gotten me an emotional thing.
But this is what the Bush policy in Iraq is doing. And I want to alert everyone who is an angry liberal like me. I'm the angry liberal. That's what I stand for in my nationally syndicated radio show. That my little autistic boy, who I love very much, would be the recipient of violence instigated by, I believe, the Bush policy and delivered by me. I'm the messenger. Don't kill me because I'm just delivering the message.
Well, the message was a slap to your son.
The message was a slap to my son, but don't make any mistake. The message came postal, you know, first-class delivery from George Bush.
All right, that's terrible. Is he okay?
My son?
Yeah.
He's fine. He has a way of making noises when I walk near him now, but I'm sure that we're going to mend our fences here in the next few days.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Larry Grover, the angry liberal whose radio talk show is heard on some 45 stations nationally syndicated. It's a very good question, and I'll give our number again, 1-800-449-8686 for people who want to join in the conversation about how this question, and it's just sort of striking me, this question: if you do not believe in a war for oil, then why do you drive a car? You were angry because you couldn't answer it? Because
it's one of those trick questions. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to walk? Am I supposed to hitchhike? I don't believe in a war for oil. I do drive a car that needs oil. But
if you didn't have oil, what would you do?
Well, you see, you're starting to do what this guy Sutherland did and what so many people on the conservative side of the football try to do. They try to rankle you with a question that is difficult to deal with, and it sort of stops the debate. And so, and you know what he did? He said to me, well, if you don't believe in a war for oil, why do you drive a car? And then he turned around and walked out and got into a car with a bunch of guys and went off to buy a steak or something, or get some sushi or something. In other words, he wouldn't even listen to my answer.
Well, what would have been your answer?
Well, I didn't really have an answer. But I didn't want him to turn around like he just won the argument. And it stayed with me for so long that I just, unfortunately, when my little boy, James, came up, and they'll make a noise like they want to hug you, and he hugged me, and his arms were around my neck, and so I think I hit him with my elbow and the back of my hand. And this is what the Bush administration wants. This is
you can't really say that about a man who's a father and a grandfather, that this is what he wants, to have a man backhand his autistic son across a kitchen floor.
Well, you'll never get him to say it directly, but I don't think he cares if that's what happens to liberals. That's why I'm the angry liberal.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We eat kittens. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Do you access things like the Autism Society or any of these? The Autism Society of America, I know, has been around for a long time.
Yeah, I've done a lot of. They have an online directory, and we wear the autism awareness. And I try to do everything that I can for James, and we even ordered the wristbands and. And, of course, they've got their new autism, as I said, autism awareness wristband, and all kinds of things. And yet there I was, smacking him across the room.
And you don't take any responsibility?
Well, Phil...
See, I don't want to... I know that it hurt you, but you did the hitting.
Well, I did the hitting, but let's remember where it all started. When this guy Sutherland said to me over in Santa Monica, oh, you don't believe in a war for oil, yet you drive a car. Knowing full well there's not a whole lot I can say to that. And he leaves me standing there, almost as if you would leave a man who, on stage who's standing there with his shorts down, his shorts loosened. And you wonder, what did I do to deserve a question like that? And that's why I think there's a lot of angry liberals. So, yes, I went home, and yes, I was mulling that over, and I've got a woman that comes in twice a week to help me with the kids when they're visiting, and she was just serving some minestrone soup, and that's when Jimmy banged a spoon on the table and made a noise like a lot of them will do, and I just looked at him. I said, oh, why don't you shut up?
And this is out of character for you.
It's completely out of character for me. I said, why don't you just shut up, and I backhanded him.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're speaking with Larry Grover, the angry liberal, heard nationally on 40 stations. The Bush administration policy in Iraq so devastating, and the war for oil so devastating, that a man can bring home the anger. He can bring it home, even to the point where he strikes his own children. And George Bush is behind all of it. Here is Joan on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Joan.
Yes, I don't think George Bush should be blamed for somebody else's actions. And
well, that's an interesting point of view, but when you say someone else's actions, what are you talking about?
About that gentleman who struck his son.
Yeah, you're speaking with a man. This is Larry Grover, the angry liberal.
Okay, well, I'm talking about you then. Striking your son and then blaming George Bush for it.
Well, I'm saying that Bush's war in Iraq and war for oil, which is wrong. You'll agree with that, correct?
No, what I'm calling about...
You don't agree with that. All right, well, then the premise... So then you would ask me, okay, if I don't believe in a war for oil, why am I driving a car? Wouldn't you ask me that question if you're a supporter of Bush's?
I'm not a supporter of Bush's.
Well,
I don't agree with somebody who blames Bush...
Which side of the banana peel you're falling on here?
...for his own actions. Those were your actions. You need to find a better way to deal with your anger. You don't start hitting people.
If a forest fire starts, the guy that threw the match, not the weed, is to blame, correct?
Correct.
I'm like the weed. I'm the fuel.
No.
But the guy that threw the match was Bush.
No, because the weed doesn't have a brain.
Are you going to blame the weed? Because
no,
he's on fire?
But I can blame the person who does it. The weed doesn't have a sense
Bush
of
the
reasoning.
Bush is the one who did it. I'm the weed that is the fuel.
No, well, your analogy is incorrect.
Let me jump in here. You're saying that Bush tossed a match into a dry weed, you being the weed,
and your son's the one that got burned.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm saying that's a poor analogy.
Are you an educator?
Because the weed doesn't have the
all right,
ability
let me put it,
to reason.
Would you blame a colon for a baby spoiling his own diaper?
Of course
a
not.
A colon?
Yeah. Then why would you blame me?
Because
I'm
you
the,
have the
baby
power
do.
Of reason, and you are responsible for your own actions.
See, what you're saying, Larry, and what this lady's trying to point out, is that...
Look, Phil, I don't need to have anything explained to me. That kind of, you know, it angers me when people talk to me like I'm five. All right? Now, I came home, and Jimmy was banging a spoon and doing all the noises that you do when you're one of those people. And I love my son. Very much. And when the words came out of my mouth, oh, why don't you shut up? And my hand hit him full across the face and nose. I knew why. Because the Bush administration policy, which has caused thousands of young men to lose their lives, and would make some guy ask me why I drive a car if I'm against a war for oil, thus making me angry enough to beat on an autistic kid, that's what I'm talking about.
And I'm talking that you have poor control.
Yeah, but you can't tell me why you think that way. I just gave you the weed analogy, and it's too much for you.
No, she said it's a bad analogy.
Your weed analogy is a poor
analogy.
It's
a bad analogy, yeah.
Would you blame a diaper because a baby dumped in it?
You know, your analogies are poor.
What do you mean?
You have the power of reason and control.
All right, a baby does too.
A baby does not have control over its bowels.
What do you blame for the flat on the tire? The tire or the nail? You blame the nail.
Well, all right. Okay, Joan, thank you for your call. So you're just using reasons here to keep yourself from saying, I smacked my son.
I know I smacked my son, Mr. Henry. I know I hit James. I know I did something that was terrible, and I know it's something I'm going to have to live with for the rest of my life. But I'm asking you to understand that there are a great many people like me, the angry liberals. I went over to the talk radio convention, and I saw Al Franken, who I think is wonderful, and he has an ability that so many of liberals should have, and that's a great sense of humor. And I asked, and I told him about what I did with James, and he just shook his head. Because he understood that Bush is creating this kind of rancor.
All right, so you're saying in a general sense, George Bush's policies are creating anxiety, rancor, and so on.
Yes, sir, that is what I'm saying. And it's being felt at the family level.
All right, here's Ken. Ken, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Thank you. Angry liberal, it's time for you to take responsibility for your own actions and not blame somebody else.
I am taking responsibility for my part.
You're not.
No,
you're not.
For my part of those actions, yes, I am.
No, you're not. The difference between a conservative and a liberal is a conservative does not blame somebody else for their own actions. And you should be locked up for hitting your kid.
Well, first of all, locked up, any parent will reach out and backhand a kid on any given day.
Bull.
It's not necessarily child abuse.
No, that's abuse.
How do you figure, how do you figure that's abuse?
You
if it's abuse, why are you laughing about it?
You went and hit your kid. I have three kids. I don't have an autistic kid, thank goodness.
All right, then you
don't
know
I'm not in your shoes. I don't.
All right, then you don't know what it's like to deal with that.
Okay, and what happened with your marriage? Why are you divorced?
Well, that's really none of your beeswax, is it?
Okay,
I'm talking about...
there's some history there that you're not really to deal with the hard times.
You know, your voice is distracting because it's cracking like you're still...
I just can't believe it. I've never listened to this radio show.
Let me ask you, both of you gentlemen, a question. Mr. Henry and this gentleman that I'm speaking with. Are you both saying to me that you know what it's like living with an autistic kid?
No, we are not. No, we are not. We sympathize with what must be a tremendous challenge. I'm simply saying to you, and I'm not even saying that a parent doesn't get angry every now and again and does something they wish they hadn't by smacking their kid. What we're saying is you're laying this at the feet of George Bush.
I'm trying to get you people to understand that asking me why I'm driving a car when I don't believe in a war for oil is like kicking me right in the you-know-what.
Well, that's your whole problem with your premise, because it's not a war for oil.
Well, you better believe it's a war for oil.
You're wrong.
Well,
you know,
the only thing I was wrong about was backhanding my son. And only then I was partially wrong.
Okay.
And George Bush was the other. All right,
when you take full responsibility of backhanding your son, then you'll have some credibility. But
okay.
You can't blame it on the president.
All right. I take full responsibility there. Now, do you want to believe everything else I'm going to say?
No, I won't believe anything.
All right, look at.
Well, then you're a liar. Thank you.
Okay.
Like every conservative.
Okay, gentlemen, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This man was asked the question, why do you drive a car if you don't believe in the Iraq war? And he got so angry he smacked his autistic son. He's blaming George Bush. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Larry Grover with me, the angry liberal whose nationally syndicated radio talk show is heard on 45 stations nationally every Saturday and Sunday afternoon. This is an interesting case. Now, when you're talking with, and our number 1-800-449-8686, if you want to speak with Larry or myself, you're talking with Jim Sutherland over there at the policy debate. He says to you, if you don't believe in the war in Iraq, then why are you driving a car using oil? And you got angry. Is there an answer to that question?
Well, it's not a fair question. And I don't think that it's...
Well, why is it not fair?
Because the asker of that question knows going in he's going to win that argument, hands down. It's the only thing about being a liberal. When I decided to become a liberal, and I rejected the conservative values, and then I was thinking about it, and he asked this question, and I realized that I didn't really take into account, oh yeah, that's right, I drive a car and I have oil in it. And that'll cause some tension. So I get home, and my son James is there, and James suffers from a severe form of autism, Phil, which is, for most people, I guess it's just a child who is engaged in repetitive play, but much of what my son suffers from is a spectrum disorder. And he's in a room right now, James.
La, 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 la.
Okay. All right, son. And he will be banging a spoon or doing that, and now I'm thinking about this guy Sutherland, and all I can see is Sutherland standing there with a big smile with his capped teeth and his Perry Ellis suit, and my son's banging a spoon. Sutherland isn't there. George Bush isn't there. Who loses? James.
Because it's you, you're going to smack somebody.
Yes, and God, how I wish Sutherland or Bush, I'd smack George Bush before I'd hit my own son.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Larry Grover, the angry liberal. Here is Kathy. Go ahead, Kathy.
Sir, I cannot believe you are on the air. Let me tell you something. I am a teacher, and I work with autistic children. Does it give me the right? Okay, the principal comes to my classroom, he ticks me off, he makes me mad. Does that give me the right to smack your son? No way.
Can you hear yourself talking, ma'am?
I understand that you get upset.
Ma'am, can you hear yourself talking? Because my son is in the background making noise, and I'm trying to hear you. So what am I supposed to do? Gag him? No. I heard a man on Mr. Hendry's show last night who recommended gagging these children. No, I would never do that.
You know what, sir? I have two children, two small children. It gets frustrating. I understand that. I'm also a teacher.
Man.
I work with kids every day, 20 kids at a time.
You work with the autistic ones?
I have worked with autistic children before. No, I am sure that maybe he's not to your son's, you know, level. Maybe not. And I understand that. But that doesn't give you the right. Okay, so are you telling me that if the principal or another teacher makes me angry at school, that I should go over, that would give me the right to smack your son because he was making me angry because he was doing what he does?
No, it does not give you the right, Kathy, and you make a very good point. I'm just trying to get, as the kids say nowadays, I'm trying to get a little love here. Can't you at least partially blame George Bush's policy in Iraq?
Absolutely not, because as an adult and as a parent, you have to have control over yourself and over your temper not to take it out on your child. I understand your point about George Bush. I do. But you don't picture him standing in front of you and then slap your child because you're pretending you're slapping George Bush. There is no justification for that. You cannot talk your way out of it.
Well,
sir.
See, you can, but you understand what I'm saying. When they say, oh, you're against the war in Iraq, then how come you drive a car? Now, they know that's going to tee you off, and then they turn around and get into their limousine, and I'm standing there, like I said, with my shorts loosened. So I go home. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I understand your point, but that has nothing to do with your son, and I can't believe that you're coming on the air and talking about slapping your son because you're mad at George Bush.
No.
I tell you what, I would keep that to myself, sir, because that sounds like abuse.
Oh, here we go. You know, this is the only thing about being a liberal that really drives me off the wall.
I understand spanking your children and getting upset. I totally understand that. But why in the hell would you come on the radio and talk about that?
No,
it's absolutely absurd.
Because I'm making the point that the George Bush policy in Iraq is destroying the family. And
okay, so George Bush going to Iraq is destroying the family, is what you're saying.
That's what my point that I made at the beginning of your hour. God. And so I'm saying, and you can hear him in the background here.
La, 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 la.
I can't get anything said.
But if you're used to living with a boy like this, and you're taking him for therapy...
I know, but I'm talking to this lady. A woman who understands me, who understands my point of view. That question, why are you driving a car... Boy.
You know, we drive cars because we have to, okay? That's all there is to it.
They call me a hypocrite.
You know, I don't even care about that. No, I don't think you're a hypocrite. I don't even care about that. You have to do that to get through your life. That's fine. But you have to work through these issues with being so angry at George Bush that you bring it home. Because when you get home, you have enough to deal with. You've got to separate the two. You know, when you walk in that door, you have to put it out of your head. Because,
now,
you know, when I go to work and I'm working with 20 children every day, and then I come home to my two adorable children,
I
have to put school out of my mind then, you know.
Yes. Well, but your children still are going to be the recipient of your hostility should somebody at work have, as the kids say nowadays, effed with you. Now, I can tell you, and if you allow me, Mr. Hendry, I had a digital player at the time.
Go ahead and play it.
This is me when I came home.
La, 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 will you shut up?
Okay, now that was recorded last Tuesday.
That is correct.
And you played that for the police?
Yes, I did.
Were there any charges?
No, there were not. Because fortunately, James didn't have any marks on him or anything, so it was basically... Well, you can't say it's his word against mine, because all he can do is bang a spoon.
Okay, so did you call the police and say, listen to what I did to my son?
Yes, I did. Because I want to be, in keeping with policies of being a liberal, forget it.
You wanted to do the right... You wanted to do something that wouldn't be characteristic of you?
That is correct.
All right. Kathy, I got to run. Take another call. Thank you very much. That's an educator, okay. Kathy. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Ted. Go ahead, Ted. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay. I would like to say to this guy, the liberal dude, right now in America, there's a policy that the government is holding about the Bill of Rights being tested in 07 to see if we're going to keep it a law. And no, none of the black races getting upset, but if they did get upset, they would have a right to. But to go out and put our hands on somebody would then be a crime. So for you as a professional in the world to get upset and go home and smack your child, aren't you, like, giving permission for anybody else who don't like what the government to say to stand up and do whatever they feel like they got to do?
Well, you want to give white people the permission to smack blacks around? Is that what you said?
No, excuse me, sir.
No. That's not what he said.
You're mad at this dude and Reagan and Bush and them because of what they say.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I am a black Republican. I do agree with a lot of Bush's policies. All I'm saying to you is right now the Bill of Rights is being questioned in America. And it's being questioned with insulting remarks to us, too, because if we say anything, somebody quickly says to us, well, if you don't like it, get on a boat and go home. That's sort of like your little car question, huh, about the oil. What answer do I give? But if I got upset or any of my constituents got upset and put their hands on anybody, we would be labeled criminals. I'm not saying you're one because, you know, that was in the house with your child. So basically, aren't you giving a message that...
Sir, I just want to talk to you man-to-man for a moment. You come home from a long day of work. There's a kid there He's 16, but he wears a bib and a diaper. And he's banging a spoon on a table. And you've just been asked the question, how come you're driving a car, Mr. Liberal, if you don't support the war in Iraq? So right there, that question right there, loosened my shorts. By the time I get home, listening to this kid banging the spoon, my shorts have now dropped to the floor. What do you do?
I don't understand your question, because being a man, you deal with a whole bunch in the world. You take it home to your family, your spouse,
right,
because everybody in your house is defenseless.
Nah.
So what you're asking me you were supposed to just check yourself at the door when
right.
you knew you was upset. You shouldn't even went home. You should have went to the local bar, smoked a stogie or something, drank some beer.
Instead of
going home to your family.
You're a black Republican, huh?
Oh, 100%.
How do you figure that? How does that work?
That's probably another conversation, and if we could ever sit down on this radio station and talk about the civil rights...
Well, I'd love to talk about it if I can lose, you know...
Even the question, even for America to tell me in one face, well, you're a part of the American system, and then in another face tell me we're going to check my civil rights,
something's
wrong.
You're a black guy and you're a Republican? I don't get how that goes.
What are you talking about? There's a lot of black folks that are becoming Republicans. It's a changing America.
Number two, black folks are not becoming Republicans. We were Republicans when
Lincoln
freed the slaves, even though that was an industrial move for the government. We were freed then, and we had more black people in the Senate and Congress.
How do you figure that was an industrial move
today?
It was cheaper to have black people working for free.
No, we held positions. I am studying. I'm learning. Please don't
get out of here. It was cheaper to have slaves. Get out of here.
Studied, learned, and held offices. You can check it for yourself.
Okay, Ted, I got to run. Thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-866. Mr. Bell, I mean, Mr. Whatever the hell your name is.
I do a nationally syndicated show. I'm Larry Grover, the angry liberal. Hold on for a minute. I told you, didn't I?
Nah.
Watch out.
Nah.
I clocked him with the cordless.
What a sick freak. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Taking talk radio to the next level. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Time now for our flashback request, and this is from Tommy. He says, Dear Phil, if you could play the clip where Lloyd fakes a heart attack, I would greatly appreciate it. Baba Booey. I guess that's how you spell it. Tommy, out. By the way, Baba Booey is something that's done on the Howard Stern Show, and we just do it here as a sort of a satirization of that whole thing, but then whatever. All right, now here is the request. It's Lloyd faking a heart attack for Tommy, our listener flashback request here on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm a Desert Storm veteran, Lloyd.
God bless you.
Okay. And I'm a female, and I'm 46 years old, and I would really appreciate if you would quit telling people that you're a veteran, because you should be ashamed of those two things being together. Okay, so please don't say that in the same sentence.
As what? The same sentence as what?
I've seen things, too, that make people vomit. Okay, so
well,
you don't have to
see over in the Gulf War, what? What did you see over there?
It is really, we're not discussing that. All I'm asking you to do is quit telling people you're a veteran, because I'm a veteran and I would never do that. Okay?
You'd never do what?
Shoot the finger at somebody and throw things out the window. People make mistakes.
But you're a female. That's what I'm trying.
Well, now this is a female Army veteran.
Yes.
A war veteran.
And you know, and
well, all right, I would make an exception for her because she served our country, but most of these females, it's, Katie bar the door.
Well, I'm glad I served my country, and I'd like for you to show a little restraint using a Korean War veteran because, you know, we're supposed to be honorable.
Well, we are supposed to be honorable, but we don't get anything. You know it as well as I do. The VA is a mess. They don't give our vets any medical. And I'm supposed to walk around out there and keep my mouth shut? No, sir, no, sir, no, sir.
Well, it's apparent that you don't keep your mouth shut about anything.
That's right.
But
you
that's
better.
Two different issues you're talking about.
Look, you're Army.
Issues.
I got a friend of mine. You're Army, right?
Yes.
Okay, I got a buddy who's an Army, 82nd Airborne in Normandy.
Yeah, I heard that. Okay. I heard that part.
And he says to me, it's okay to shoot the bird at some gal.
Well, you know, y'all are just ignorant, Dan. And please don't tell everybody that you're a veteran and then tell everybody it's okay to abuse women. That's stupid. It's the same. I wouldn't abuse a man.
Women? Are you telling me that tossing the bone is abuse? Ha ha. Boy, oh boy. What I wouldn't give.
I tell you what, Lloyd. If you shot the bird at me and me being a veteran and me having a little bit of that post-traumatic stress disorder like you do, I could out-whoop your ass.
So you are black.
No, I'm not black. Oh, absolutely not. I'm so damn Caucasian. Okay.
Look, I outrank you, soldier. You'd be in the clink.
Well,
but I'll tell you something. I would buy
you. Are no longer in the military.
I'll buy you a beer some night. How's about that?
Well, if
you don't mind drinking with a swabby.
I don't mind drinking. Hey,
let me tell you what. With all due respect to you. This gal and I lift a limp kid out of a car seat.
Will you knock it off with the limp kid?
I understand being upset. In fact, most veterans do have road rage, and that's just all part of the whole thing.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up.
Yeah, and so, but, you know, I mean, you have to show some restraint. Believe me, there's people I wanted to chase down this road because they cut me off. I got hit.
Hey, let me ask you something. I saw this in Korea going down the road. We got the Marines out of Chosin, and we're getting ready to go back to the ship. And I saw something laying in the road. It was a dead kid.
I opened up an Abrams tank and saw body parts in there all blown up, one of our Abrams tanks. And, yeah, I saw several Iraqis, you know, bloated and blowing up. And,
I had to fire my weapon.
You know, I went through the same thing as you did.
My left arm hurts. What does that mean?
What?
My left arm hurts. What does it mean?
Your left arm?
Yes.
Get off the phone. Find your wife.
Am I having a heart attack?
Just get off the phone, man.
Hey, let me say one more thing. I saw this Mr. Spock-haired zipper laying there.
Okay, get off the phone. Esther, thank you so much for calling us. Thanks for your service to our country.
Well, thank you. And just don't let people think that we're all like that, okay?
Man, the left arm's killing me.
I said to get this guy off the phone.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Esther. Guy's about ready to have a heart attack. Are you okay?
I gotta tell you something, Phil. I think I'm done for.
Get off the phone. Call a doctor.
So you think a man dying's funny, huh? Okay.
No, I don't. Just get off the phone and call a doctor.
I'm having a hard time breathing, but I want to say one thing. I'm dying, Phil. I know I'm dying.
Baba Booey.
Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 2 feet shorter than models. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Coming up next is a former NBA player who believes that we should get rid of the NBA. It makes black players look like clowns. Yeah, David?
Hey, nice going, day two on the autism material. All right.
Thank you. Phil Henry Show.